The agency or Bapanas, Arif Prasetyo Adi. This type of rice is used for specific purposes like hotel purposes, restaurants, and catering. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Setiap kali diajak pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi. Congkak, sering menolak, ku hanya sadar hampir senja usia. Setiap kali diajak pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi. Dingin angin malam, apa lagi nongkrong sampai pagi. Bukannya cinta, sering menolak, ku hanya sadar hampir senja.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Syarat
RRA Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Anji and Firsa Bersari, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, this song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. This song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of those closest to him. The song is expected to touch the hearts of the listeners and show appreciation for the important role of a father. Through this song, Anji and Firsa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Anji and Firsa Besari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
Tawaku buatmu tertawa, cerahkan hari-hari yang berat. Saat senyumku buatmu tersenyum, mungkin ku sedang pura-pura. Letih ini tak perlu kau risaukan, toh cinta tidak butuh alasan. Lagi-lagi ku mengubur impian, lagi-lagi ku pura-pura. Sembunyi tak mau dirimu tahu, bahagiamu bahagiaku, ku pastikan selalu melindungimu. Setiap saat terlihat kuat, tak pernah ku dirundung kesedihan, padahal aku pura-pura. Ooh. senangmu. Hidupmu adalah tanggung jawabku. Manusia super, aku ahlinya pura-pura.
Taranghawu Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo. So you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine is a fun activity on this beach.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ada di sini, ku mampu melupakannya. Semenjak ada di
Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, or you must be familiar with AHY, outlined three main strategies to encourage inclusive and sustainable prosperity in ASEAN. In a statement received on Wednesday, he highlighted the three strategies, the importance of integrating sustainability with prosperity, linking global innovation to local action, and strengthening regional cooperation. The minister made these points during his speech at the Southeast Asia Summit on Prosperity and Sustainability Forum held at Stanford University, the United States, on Tuesday, May 20th. He elaborated that the first strategy, Indonesia has adopted a development approach that integrates food security, renewable energy, and infrastructure development that is resilient to climate change. Regarding the second strategy, AHY stressed the need to accelerate equitable technology, emphasizing that progress will always be beneficial if it reaches the intended beneficiaries. He also noted that technologies such as artificial intelligence, fintech, and renewable energy should be developed collaboratively with the community and based on local needs. So for more news like this, please stay with us on rri.co.id, because rri.co.id is the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, which delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
V VOI listeners, after this, I'll be playing you a song called Roman Peachy Sun from Dewa 19. If you're wondering what is Roman Peachy Sun, it's actually translated to English of cheesy ramen. So it's like the over-exaggerated ramens that maybe a lot of people actually experience. So I want to know, have you experienced this kind of experience or, yeah, ramens? And I believe that this type of connection, it doesn't have to always be a romantic partners, but you can also have this kind of intense connection to maybe your pets, your family, or your best friends. So please tell us more, what is your Roman Peachy-san, your own Roman Peachy-san. Please tell us on our social media. Contact us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp, +62 821 238 12130, +62 238 12130. And also, don't forget to stay tuned with our broadcast, of course, on our online streaming, voinews.id, and shortwave 3325 kilohertz to 4755 kilohertz, and our app, RRI Digital, which is available on Android and iOS. Now I'll be playing you Roman Peachy Sun by Dewa. Please enjoy.
Meski kau sempat, cinta yang masih tetap nafasmu. sentuh saji di satu sisi hati mampu
in remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia. VOR. Today's sound.
Denganmu ku jalani cintaku, berusaha untuk jadi kekasih. Aku menipu dirimu, ku bilang cinta padamu, tapi dariku itu yang terbaik. Kau bukan pilihan, karena ku tak sedikitku hasratku padamu. Terpaksa aku mencintai dirimu hanya untuk status palsu. Setengah hati ku jalani cinta karena aku tak suka denganmu. Meski tak tulus hatiku, ku harap engkau tak pernah tahu. Rasa cintaku padamu hanya di bibir saja, tak sedikit pun hati bicara. Semoga selama ini kau tak tahu bahwa sesungguhnya aku tak mencinta. Terpaksa aku mencintai dirimu hanya untuk status palsu. Setengah hati
Status Palsu by Fidi Albiano. This is indeed an interesting take on romantic relationships. What do you think about fake relationship? Because that's the meaning of the song. From what I take, it's actually, it's talking about a fake relationship. For me personally, I've never had a fake relationship, but someone suggests me to have one. Why, you may wondering? It's because I have this someone that is not someone special, used to be someone special, that cannot seem to accept the fact that we are no longer can be together. So they are still quote unquote obsessed with me, so they're still asking to meet up and stuff like that. So one of my friends, one of my best friends, suggests to me to actually, how about you just have a fake relationship with someone so they will get away from you? I think that's a bit cocky. Maybe the VOI listeners are currently thinking that, oh, Yunika is a bit cocky. No, that's not what I mean at all. I'm just sharing my story about relating to the song. But yeah, I think it's not fair if you want to have a fake relationship with someone, especially if you do have a fake relationship with someone who doesn't know it. So I think it is not a good idea, even though maybe I kind of need it at the moment to have a fake relationship in order to get away from that someone. But of course, always do good, including not having fake relationship. After this, I'll be playing you a filler from Indonesian food and cuisine called kolak. Why am I playing you this? Because it's 4 a.m. almost 5 a.m. 5 p.m. I mean 5 p.m. on Jakarta, and it's time to go back home and just coming home from work. And I think you guys, especially VOI listeners in Indonesia, must be hungry. So I think kolak can also be a good recommendation if you want to have something sweet in order to come back home.
What is this food?
This food is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food? Kolak!
Ada rahasia dusta bakal. This grandma is not of a Chinese community living in mainland China, but she lives in Kampung Gedong. Where is Kampung Gedong? Visiting the region nicknamed Serumpun Sebalai, for a moment we'll be fascinated by the natural beauty of the archipelago. Yes, the exotic island of Bangka has become the destination of our trip, which is full of exotic and natural scenery, side by side with tin pits. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia team had the opportunity to document tours of local charm and wisdom of the Chinese community in the province of Bangka Belitung, to be exact, in Kampung Gedong village.
Kita pengennya Kampung Gedong itu memang desa wisata yang benar-benar desa wisata yang bisa.
We want Kampung Gedong to become a place for rural tourism, a real tourist village that can provide benefits and make contribution to regional development and income for the community and develop local economies. About a half-hour drive from Sungai Liat town, we will arrive in front of a simple gate made of iron and is painted blue. At the top, it is written, "Welcome to Kampung Gedong Tourism Village, Belinyu District." In front of the village, near the gate, there is a small temple shrine. The color is distinctive, bright red with golden ornaments. The atmosphere of the village was very quiet and calm. One or two village residents were sitting in front of the house, ready to stare with a probing look at anyone who entered the village. Kampung Gedong is a diorama of the history of ethnic Chinese living on Bangka Island. Life in this village illustrates the same situation a century ago when the migrants from mainland China came to seek for fortune as tin miners. The village is called Kampung Gedong, which literally means big building, because there is a large house or rumah gedong there. The house is not storied with modern design, but just a wood-paneled mansion that looks worn by rain and hot sun. The house is the biggest among the other houses, and in front of it, there is a sign that read, "Do not enter." Kwang Men, one of Kampung Gedong community leaders, recounted the history about the arrival of the Chinese at Kampung Gedong.
Sejarah latar belakang kehadiran Desa Gedong ini.
Historical background of the presence of this village began in 1602 when the VOC in 1602 brought in some Chinese to work in the tin mines, and they now have entered the 8th generation. However, the culture is still quite strong and unchanged.
In tourist brochures distributed by Bangka Regency Provincial Government, it is stated that Kampung Gedong, Belinyu District, Bangka Belitung Province is home to descendants of the earliest Chinese community in Bangka. Ms. Netty, Secretary of Tourism, Arts and Culture of Bangka Regency, explains.
Kampung Gedong itu kan mayoritas masyarakat Tionghoa.
The majority of Kampung Gedong residents are of Chinese community, particularly on Bangka Island. Actually, the society is made up of Chinese and Malays, but the Chinese in Kampung Gedong still retain their original traditions and customs. There are houses which are still of original structure, and there are also activities that reflect their traditions, like making kamplang crackers and getas. In Kampung Gedong, our eyes will be pampered with a classic view of a row of antique wooden houses with Chinese ornaments. Hanzi calligraphy, a place of worship in front of every house, and a village temple. The view is combined with natural exotic tropical island of Bangka. In addition to the sparse population, most residents here are middle-aged or elderly. In a house belonging to Akyong, we had the opportunity to listen to the dialogue in Chinese between the occupants of the house, which consists of children and the elderly. It is interesting that most of the elderly in Kampung Gedong do not master Chinese well anymore. I'm now 74 years, and this business has been running for 56 years since I was a kid, and since now I am old. I'm leaving this business to my children. This kamplang and getas are made from tapioca, shrimp, oil, and eggs. Changmen, a local community leader, continued his story about the arrival of the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong.
Kedatangan warga kita, warga Tionghoa di sini, itu terutama suku Kek, suku Hakka. Itu dari daratan Cina sana.
The Chinese who arrived here were mainly of Hakka or Kek clan from mainland China, the west of Yunnan and Mekong River. In 1602, the VOC brought the miners from China, especially for mining in Bangka, because in Indonesia, Bangka Island is known as the Thin Island. Well, so the VOC deliberately brought them here because the locals did not know anything about mining. So in 1602, they brought our ancestors here, and now it has entered the 8th generation. We have been living here for generations. Sometimes, after getting married, some would split apart. But just like the term serumpun sebalai in Bangka, meaning one big family in one house, so in one house there are more than two or three families. While for us of the Hakka clan, there are many families here, like the Xiangbongs, the Chungs, the Changs, the Bongs, the Li, the Lings, the Chows, the Liams, and many others.
According to Kuang Men, the Chinese of Kampung Gedong who have moved overseas usually go back to Kampung Gedong at any given moment, as when there are religious celebrations.
Kalau untuk perayaan kita di sini, kalau sembahyang kubur, cengbeng itu ramai, Pak.
When there is a celebration like Chengbang or praying for the ancestors buried here, Kampung Gedong will be definitely crowded. Most certainly, even those who have moved abroad will return home if there is a celebration like Chengbang or the celebration of Sun Gokong and the Chinese New Year.
Pepper planting, fishing, making shrimp crackers, or mining for tin are the daily activities undertaken by people in Kampung Gedong. The most popular home industries here are krupuk kemplang and getas. Ah Kyong, one of getas and krupuk kemplang makers, recalled.
Proses pertama ini dari cumi, cumi, sagu, telur.
The first process of making this kemplang is putting together squid, tapioca, eggs, salt, and sugar, and cook them for about an hour until it becomes tough. Then cut into small pieces and dry for one day, and are processed again by frying or bake. Then cut into small pieces. The basic material for kemplang and getas depends on the season, when squid, shrimp, or fish can be obtained in large quantities. The market for the product is around Bangka, Belinyu, Sungai Liat, and also to Jakarta.
The process of making krupuk kemplang and getas by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong is still very simple because they still rely on traditional tools such as large steamer, bamboo matting as a base for drying under the sun, large frying pans, and oven-shaped closed room made of sealed stone walls. And getas are traditional food that is still maintained by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong. Hopefully, the younger generation can inherit the home industry of Kampung Gedong.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR.
Today's sound. Voice of Indonesia.